Good morning. Today we're confronted with the Word of God. We're confronted with the gospel, the good news. And again, most people, not you, I know, nobody here, but most people, when they hear the readings, it goes in one ear and out the other, they're thinking in La La Land. If you have any high school kids there, they're thinking about, oh boy, she's pretty, or he's cute. Whatever it is, we go into another land altogether most of the time, instead of concentrating on what God is telling us. You know, the Beatitudes of anything is supposed to mess up our life. It's supposed to turn our life upside down, because that's not the way we live, is the life of the Beatitudes. It's against every part of our being. And yet it's, you can say, some people call it, these are the commands of Christ on how to be a Christian, on what's it mean, blessed be, or the be happy attitudes. What's it mean to be happy? How does God make us happy? And to give a little bit of background on this, we have to go to the second reading first. So if everybody would turn with me to the second reading. And the second reading, of course, was from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 and following. In your pew Bibles in front of you, it'd be 1231, page 1231. And it begins by Paul setting up about where we came from. And he says, consider your own calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise by human standards, nor many powerful, nor many of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish. Are there any questions? God chose the foolish, foolish ones of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak. Are there any questions? Of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and the despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who think they're something, so that no human being might boast before the Lord. So he sets us up at where we are, that all of us come are not highly born. You know, we're all people that know that we can't do anything without God, or at least we should. Again, some people come to God in strength instead of weakness. But it's in weakness where we know we need a Savior. It's in weakness that we know we can go strong. If we come to God in our own strength, then he's going to have to do some work with us to make us humble. We come to God in our own weakness so he can make us strong. And that's what he sets up for the Beatitudes. And then he says later, if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord. Don't boast in yourself. You know, like everything I do and every place I go, I am absolutely 100 billion thousand percent, can you say that? Convinced. It's all God. You know, God had a plan for me before I ever was created. And he has a plan for you, like we talked about, before you ever created, for your life. And it's his plan. And you and I gotta follow that plan. And we can only do that when we take our plan and put it aside. Because when we come at our plan, that's in strength. God, this is what I'm gonna do with my life. Like it and bless it, please. We say, Lord, this is my plan. I put that aside. What's your plan? Now God can do a work in us. And so that's why he sets up. We have to show that where we are, we're people to put our plans aside and say, God, it's only your plan that I desire. And that shows we're weak, but it shows we're really strong. Oh, because we can boast in God, which is beyond anything the world can offer. Now we go to the gospel. And the gospel is the Beatitudes, as we talked about. I'm going to give you some homework this week, so get with the program. Chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel, verse 1, page 1014 in your pew Bibles. He began to teach them, verse 2, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. Again, this is part of being weak. Now, this is what I want you to do, please, this week. Again, we sit there and we listen to a homily, and Father Larry gets on our case for 10 minutes, and then we go off and we do what we want to do. That's not what's supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen is this is supposed to get under our skin and transform us. Not a 10-minute homily that you think about for a little bit afterwards, but something that we start to live. This is the command of Jesus Christ. This is what he's calling each of us to do as followers of Christ. So this is what I want you to do. Listen to Father. These next days, beginning today until next Sunday, I want you to take each beatitude and spend a day with it. Can you handle this? For the next 8 days, I want you to take each beatitude and spend a day with it. Beginning today, when you're watching the Super Bowl, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What was that going to do? Is that going to sit there and change something inside of you? Here it is, powerful money. Just to go to the Super Bowl, you got to have lots. Great power, fighting over who's in charge. Who cares? The Steelers aren't there. But anyway, you're sitting there, power, and going through these things and going nuts. And you're going to be reading, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And you're going to let that enter into you. And to think about, am I poor in spirit? Will I get the kingdom of heaven? Or am I strong in spirit? Am I going to get the Super Bowl winnings? Where are you? Where am I? So today I want you to spend time with the Word of God. And don't spend time with all of it. Spend time with this. Read it once, twice, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. Let it go from your head into your heart. Let it sink in there. And let it start changing you and telling you, this is what I want of you, Richards. I want you to be poor in spirit. And what is that going to do to you? What is God telling you? How will He tell you to be poor in spirit? And again, you can sit there and let this go in one ear and out the other and go do your thing. I got the game today, God. Great, great. Then don't play games with God. God wants this word to transform you. Will you let it? Tomorrow, wake up in the morning, open the Word of God, copy this on a nice little piece of paper, take it with you throughout the day. Tomorrow you will spend time in, blessed are those who mourn. Well, I don't like that one, Father. Well, what's it mean to you? For they shall be comforted. Does it mean we're going around to be sad people? The last thing it means is that, because it said, blessed are, be happy attitude. This is the attitude of God. So how can you be happy in mourning when you mourn for your sins? When we mourn for our way of wanting to control everything. How is God calling you to mourn? What is God calling you to mourn about? That's what you spend time with on Monday. Then on Tuesday, blessed are the meek. This is my favorite. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. You have a meek pastor, don't you? So, again, how does God call you and me to be humble? How does He call you and me to really be people that put others before us, that are always more concerned about others' needs than my own? So Tuesday, the whole day, you will be letting God teach you and speak to you about what does He call you to be meek about? How is God calling you to be meek? This is going to be great preparation for Lent. Then, on Wednesday, are we on Wednesday? We are blessed are those who hunger and thirst. And this translation is righteousness. I don't care for it. The older translation is holiness. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. Again, I've talked about it 1,000 times. Do you hunger? Do you thirst to be holy? Is that your goal, to be a saint of God someday? Or you just go to Mass for fire insurance so you don't go to hell someday? Is God, you know, something you fit into your life on Sunday, but the rest of the day He has no part of your life? Do you pray for 5 minutes? Like my kids say, oh, I pray, Father, every day. Ooh, I jump up and down. But is your life formed by Christ? Is He your very life? Are you desire, do you hunger for holiness? And so you put that on your paper that morning, and you sit there and think, Lord, put into my heart today a desire to be holy. May that be something I long for more than air. May I desire God to be holy. May you hunger and thirst for holiness. Oh, it'll change you. Then we come on Thursday. Blessed are the merciful. And then you start thinking, letting God speak to you. Are you a person of mercy? Or do you hold grudges? Do you cry out justice when God cries out mercy? Do you cry out, you're going to pay me back? Instead of, I will offer you the mercy of God. Where are we? How am I a person of mercy or not a person of mercy? Will I let the Word of God confront my heart, spend a whole day thinking, am I a person of mercy? And then if you're going to think that, well, how are you a person of mercy? Do you do it every day? Don't just say, oh, yeah, I'm a merciful person. You better give examples of your mercy. Be able to talk about it. Be able to show how you're a merciful person in your own life. So, Thursday, are you a person of mercy? Friday, Blessed are the pure of heart. Now, this isn't just purity, but that's part of it. But it's also blessed are the pure of heart, or blessed are the single-hearted. Blessed are, for they shall what? See God. You know, when I have a desire that I want to see God, that I have one purpose, that I want to do God's will, I want to love God, I want to be loved by Him, I want to live His will, and I do that in purity of intention, purity of heart, I have a single-minded goal, then we shall see God. So all day Friday, you got to think about, do I have a pure heart? And how will I develop a pure heart in my life? And so you got to ask God, God, you know, I don't have a single-minded heart. I don't have a pure heart. And God, I give you permission. I give you permission, God, to make my heart pure. Do whatever it takes, Lord God. I give you permission over my life. Whoa. We feel the transformation starting to come. Then next Saturday, blessed are the peacemakers, for these are the ones who will become sons and daughters of God. And then again, you got to think, am I a peacemaker in my family? Or am I one that causes division in the family? Am I the one who brings peace to other people? Or am I the one that causes problems to other people? Like I always say at prep, there's two types of people. Those who give ulcers and those who get them. I'm a giver of ulcers. Huh? That's not a peacemaker. But that's God's calling me. How will God challenge me to be a peacemaker instead of an ulcer giver? Okay? So Saturday, God calls you and me to be a peacemaker. How am I going to be a peacemaker? And then next Sunday, before we come back to church, we sit there and think, blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We bring the circle back. You know, today we sit there and say, blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is what? The kingdom of heaven. Next Sunday we hear, blessed are those who persecuted, because theirs is what? The kingdom of heaven. That you can tell by the fruit of our lives whether we be people that inherit the kingdom, because when I live my life in such a way, some people are going to think I'm a nut. And I already got that one easy. But the reality is that when I live my life in such a way, people are going to think you're going overboard. Don't take this Jesus stuff too seriously. You're becoming a freak. Good. Persecuted for righteousness' sake. So I encourage us this day to not let just this reading today, this little gospel, be something we hear for a few minutes, but something that's so important to us, because this is the way our God Jesus Christ, has called us to live, and to spend this week, every day, on enfleshing this and asking God how He wants me to live this. Can we handle this? You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.